Apple SaaS, a producer of profiles for SaaS. Application to the NIRISS SaaS mode, by Michael Radiker et al. The SaaS mode of the NIRISS instrument is poised to be one of the workhorse modes for exoplanet atmosphere observations with the newly launched James Webb Space Telescope. One of the challenges of the SaaS mode, however, is the physical overlap of the first two diffraction orders of the G700XD GRISM on the detector. Recently, the ATOCA algorithm was developed and implemented as an option in the official JWST pipeline, as a method to extract SOS spectra by decontaminating the detector, that is, separating the first and second orders. Here, we present Apple SOS, a producer of profiles for SOS, which generates the spatial profiles for each diffraction order upon which ATOCA relies. We validate Apple SOS using simulated SOS time series observations of WASP-52b, and compare it to ATOCA extractions using two other spatial profiles, a best and worst case scenario on Sky, as well as a simple box extraction performed without taking into account the order contamination. We demonstrate that Apple SOS traces retain a high degree of fidelity to the true underlying spatial profiles, and therefore yield accurate extracted spectra. We further confirm that the effects of the order contamination for relative measurements, e.g., exoplanet transmission or emission observations, is small. The transmission spectrum obtained from each of our four tests, including the contaminated box extraction, deviates by is less than or equal to 0.1 sigma from the atmosphere model input into our noiseless simulations. We further confirm via a retrieval analysis that the atmosphere parameters, metallicity and C.O., obtained from each transmission spectrum are consistent at the 1 sigma level with the true underlying values. This was Apple SOS, a producer of profiles for SOS. Application to the NIRISS SOS mode, by Michael Radiker et al.